What if the biggest thing holding your radio station website back is the one thing that every listener uses first? Well, if there's one part of your website that is quietly determining whether everything else succeeds or fails, it's likely your navigation menu. That's right, not your homepage design, not your content, not even your streaming player. It's the navigation. Because if a listener can't find what they're looking for in 5 seconds or less, they're going to feel some frustration. And that may keep them from ever coming back to your website again. And it's a psychology thing. They're not even going to know why they don't want to go back to this website. It's just going to be something that kicks off in the back of their mind. It's going to remember that frustration, and then they're not going to even care about coming back to your website again. And when that happens, it doesn't matter how good the rest of your website is. The greatest content, the best sounding stream, it really doesn't matter. All right, so this week's single focus is simple, but powerful. Clean up your navigation menu. It's spring cleaning time, so a perfect time for this. Let's start with a mindset shift. Your navigation menu isn't just a list of links. It's a roadmap, really. It tells the audience what matters to either you and what you think should matter to them, where to go and find it, and what to do next. Just like on air, clarity is going to win every single time. Listeners, they don't come to your website to explore. They really don't. They come with intent, with how do I listen? Where did I find that contest that I heard about on air? Where do I go to, to get the latest news or events that I heard on air? A specific intent. So if your navigation slows them down, even for a second, you've introduced this friction that's going to eat away in their subconscious and remain there. The friction is the enemy of engagement. You want them coming back every single time, automatically, as soon as they hear about something on air that they didn't get the full gist of, they want to learn more about it, or they need to sign up for a contest or something like that. Whenever they get to your website, everything has got to be easy. Navigation menus, they don't normally start out messy. When there's a new website, it doesn't start out that way. They become messy over time because, a new page gets added here and there, a promotion gets added, someone wants their feature in the menu, or maybe they sold it a certain way. And before long, you've got this navigation bar that's trying to do everything. And that's actually hurting your engagement because it's just too cluttered. And I see common patterns all the time. Like one, trying to include everything within the main menu rather than submenus. There's this idea that, something exists on the website. It's got to be in the menu at least somewhere. It really doesn't. Because you could put that in a slider or a widget on the side or something like that. It doesn't have to be in the menu as long as it's still important enough to make it a big section of, like, say, your homepage or a sidebar or something like that. When everything is in the navigation, nothing really stands out because there's too much for the eye to grasp and look around, and you're not even helping the listener. You're really overwhelming them, and a crowded menu creates hesitation, and that hesitation leads to exits, that frustration that I was talking about. And the second thing that I see is overbranding every menu item. Now, this is one of the big no-nos. So if you are doing this, please try to knock it out as quickly as possible. Things like My Station Contest or My Station Weather or My Station Newsletter. I understand the intention. You want to reinforce your brand just like you do everywhere else, right? Well, here's the reality. Your listener already knows about you and your station. They're already on your website. They can see your logo right next to the navigation menu. So repeating your station name inside the menu, it does not add clarity. It does not reinforce branding. It just adds clutter. And it makes your navigation harder to scan, and scanning is exactly how people use menus. They scan quickly, they want to find very, very quickly, and then get to where they want to go. Clean, simple labels like just contest, just weather, just newsletter, Without the just, of course, you know, they're faster and they're easier to understand. And when it comes to navigation, speed does matter. Oh, and I should say here, if you have anything that is sponsored, do not include the sponsor name inside of the main menu. Ensure that everyone knows that the main menu cannot be sold. The page can be sold. The sponsorship can be sold, but it does. The client does not get their name within the main menu. Keep the singular name in the menu only now, and then plaster that client and their name and their ads all over the page or within a widget area or something like that. This does not belong in the main menu. It should be clear and simple, very, very simple within the main menu. You're actually helping the client get more clicks to their sponsored page by not including their name in the navigation menu. All right. So make that clear to everyone. Make sure that your salespeople know that. So this week's action plan is we're not going to redesign the whole website. We're just going to focus on the singular one thing. We're just going to clean up your main menu. Step number one is to remove what doesn't matter. Start with a simple audit. Go through every single item in your navigation and ask, does this still matter right now? If it doesn't matter right now, then we can sunset it for a time, make it go away, and then whenever we start referring to it again, bring it back to the main menu. If it's tied to an old promotion, outdated page, something rarely used, just remove it. You don't have to delete the page from the website, just delete it from the main menu. So if somebody has an old link or something like that, they can still find it. It can still show up in search results, but it's just not cluttering up the main menu. This is the hardest step for a lot of stations because they want to, again, keep everything within the main menu. But this is very, very important. Every item that you remove makes the rest of the menu stronger. And this is hard for some people to grasp. And I totally get it, but it's just a fact. Step number two is rename things for clarity, not for creativity, and especially not promotion. Navigation is the place to be. It's not a place to be clever. It's the place to be clear and concise. If a main menu item requires explanation, it's already failed. All right. So this is the place where you need to kind of push back on overbranding, especially instead of the My Station newsletter, it's just newsletter. Instead of the Bob Stevens used cars and laundromat weather center, it's just weather. Simple wins. Brand these locations once the user is there, and then let your navigation focus on usability. And then once they're on the page, put their banners everywhere, put their logos and their everything. Just you can inundate them once they get on the page, but just leave it out of the main menu. And then step number three is to highlight what actually drives engagement. This is when you go through and you cull out the things that are not specifically needed right now. Not all menu items are equal. Some things matter more than others. And for most stations, two items should always be obvious, of course. Listen live, contest. For some, it may be news, and then maybe the categories of news. For others, it's probably events. For some, it's obituaries. You can maybe even shorten that to obits, all right, depending on how big your menu is. So these should never be buried in a drop down or hidden between a sub menu item or something like that. And I'm seeing a lot more stations now and a lot more websites. They only have the logo and a hamburger menu. That one single click to get to the menu could be something that they're not really willing to do. And that just, it's made with the auspice of let's clean up the website. Just have a logo and then get to the content. And then if they want to find something else, they have to click on this hamburger menu over to the side. And that's where they'll find all of the other goodies or whatever. The fact is, though, if the user has to do anything that they didn't expect to do, like I have to cover over this and then I have to click this in order to find the menu, that's one extra step that could lead someone to frustration. And so that cleaning up and revitalizing of your website could actually be something that is driving folks away. So that is something to think of. That is something that they have to go now look for the main menu, and then they have to go look for the item in the menu to get where they want to go even quicker. That one little extra step could mean what's costing you visitors. All right. So it shouldn't be held, you know, these main things shouldn't be hidden behind something. And in that case, you're actually hiding everything behind a click. All right. So those are core actions, and your navigation should reflect that. And then step number four is to think like a first-time visitor when you are auditing your website. This is very, very hard for a lot of folks to do, is think like somebody who hasn't been to their website before, because you obviously go to your website all the time, right? And so it's going to be a little bit difficult to do that. In this case, you may want to have maybe a friend do it, get somebody to do a usability test or whatever. It's one of the most effective things that you can do with your website, because you're going to open up the website and you're going to pretend like you've never seen it before. Now ask yourself, how do I listen to the radio station? And then go through the process. How difficult is that? Where are the contests? Where do I find local news or events or the obituary that I heard about on the air, or something like that? If you have to stop and think, your listener will also. And if they have to stop and think and do a couple more extra clicks than what maybe they expected to, then they won't stick around to figure it out. They'll just be gone. And then somewhere in the back of their mind, they're going to be like, that website didn't really do it for me. All right. And then step number five is to reduce choices. There's a concept in usability. More choices give, you know, more people more options, and that's a whole lot better, but it actually gives them more frustration. Your navigation doesn't need to be long. In fact, shorter is usually better. Focus on just the essentials. Prioritize what matters most. Let that secondary content live inside one of those main actions, not at the very top level menu. All right. So when your navigation is clean and clear, everything else is going to improve. Your stream is going to get a lot more listens. Your contests are going to get a lot more entries. Your content is going to get a lot more views, not because you've changed the content at all, but because you made it easier to find. And that's going to be the difference. So your single focus for this week is to clean up your navigation menu. Remove what doesn't matter. Rename what's confusing. Strip out the unnecessary branding. Highlight what's important only. Kick out the rest. And then, because if listeners can't find it in 5 seconds, it might as well not exist on your website. And so that's what that's the kind of the main point that we want to get across this week. I hope this information has helped you kind of think differently about your navigation menu and help you move ahead this week. If you found this helpful, please like, subscribe, share this with your radio colleagues. We so much appreciate it. And if you need help with your website, jump online and check us out at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next week.
Looking to maximize your radio station's digital presence? Skyrocket Radio delivers custom websites and mobile apps built exclusively for radio stations by radio professionals. Our websites engage listeners and drive revenue, while the integrated apps keep your audience connected wherever they are. It's a complete digital solution designed to boost your station's reach and ad sales. To take your station's online experience to the next level, visit skyrocketradio.com.